Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. We appreciate the fuck out of your listening. Had a couple days off here. Ryan had an Insta gig that came up yesterday. And
that's right.
And paper was involved, so you got to go make your paper. Right. How'd it go?
I went to Destin, Florida.
Oh, apologies.
No, it's beautiful there. This is where the rich people are. These are the rich white Trumpkins. And I went down there. I did some abortion jokes. Oh. And
anti?
Yeah. No.
Did you try to blend in and do some baby killer jokes and some Hunter Biden material? Just say, let's go Brandon at least once if you start losing them.
I ended with a Monica Lewinsky joke. Right. Blue dress.
Oh, well, they like that.
Blue dress reference. Yeah. And then I drove home through climate change, which was nice because it was raining so hard at one point. I mean, the car almost floated.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm going down.
I slept through whatever rain there was. I woke up. I didn't know it was going to rain, and I didn't know it did rain until I stepped outside to take the dog out first thing in the morning. I was like, what the fuck?
And Destin, Florida is a larger tourist town. It's not in the middle of nowhere, and there are roads.
What goes on in Destin?
The main drag. Oh, drinking redneck bullshit. Expensive drinking, expensive redneck bullshit. You know what I mean? Like bro country music, putt-putt golf. Probably a lot of date rape, things of that nature. Ski-doos.
Destin, like, between Fort Walton and Panama City, I guess?
Yes, that's correct. And it was so... But the
pub crawl?
Yes. It would have been the pub swim last night. It was crazy. I had to pull over twice because it was raining too hard to see.
What?
The fuck? Yeah, I'm not kidding. Jesus. I was like, jeez. God damn.
I don't think it got that bad here. I think I might have woken up for that, but I didn't. Although, now that tree's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a tree that was rubbing up against the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Right above my head. So every time it got windier, there was a storm. It was particularly creepy.
You know, it's like...
And we chopped that motherfucker off. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about this when my car went dead on the 3 mile bridge and I was just coasting. I was like, holy shit. It's always the same reaction. It's just like, oh, fuck. It's like that. And that's how I felt last night in the rain. I was like, because I thought for a second, I was like, I'm stuck in this water. I was like, oh, this is fucking great. How am I stuck on a 4-lane road, though? It's a main drag. What the fuck? They don't have gutters and shit?
Well... it is Florida, you know.
Can we
do something
about this fucking
infrastructure isn't real high on the
no, and it's only getting worse with this climate change. It's only going to be more of that.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, what are we doing about it? What's DeSantis doing about it? Climate change.
Running for president, trying to be as awful as he can to.
I like him.
Polish his nipples up to they all love him more.
You like his boots?
Oh, those crazy boots. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Show up and talk, you bitch! Show up and talk, motherfucker! Show up to the January Select Committee, you motherfucker! He's getting subpoenaed. Go fuck yourself, Trump.
It's never gonna happen.
No, they voted. They're gonna subpoena him.
Again, it will never happen.
No,
he's
going to
say fuck you, or he'll sit for a deposition in Mar-a-Lago or something.
Well, damn, that sucks. They voted though. We want him subpoenaed. We want it. Why can't we have it?
Man, that would be amazing. That would be fucking amazing.
Did you listen to that?
Who do we have to get? You know, oh God, we need some nastier Democrats on that panel. Like Benny Thompson's way too nice.
Yeah.
God, we need some.
What's that one guy? Man, that guy's so funny sometimes.
We need Hakeem Jeffries. And we need Ted Lieu.
Swalwell's pretty funny.
Swalwell.
Yeah, Ted Lieu. That's a good one. That guy's funny.
To just pummel that motherfucker and watch him lose it like Jack Nicholson did at the end of Code Red.
I would thought you were going to go with like...
it wasn't Code Red.
Something's Gotta Give?
What was the name of that? Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, okay.
A
Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. Oh, my God. Officer and a Gentleman.
We just went through an amazing DVD collection. Like, let me tell you something. I'd make a big fat root beer float, and I'd watch all those movies on Friday night.
Really good
movies. I'd do that. If you want to hang out with Crab Diving on Friday night, watch all those movies, root beer float, including $5,000 cash under the table. Hang out the podcast experience.
Well, what a deal you guys are getting.
But that I watched that hearing today. That shit was crazy. That is crazy. The Secret Service is insane.
Yeah. I'm sure that's part of the headlines. Let's see what they are over to the... Thanks for listening, everybody, by the way. And thanks for buying shit through the old Amazon link. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Sparkle season approaches.
That's right, Pat.
So you got to buy shit for people. Mm-hmm. And what better way to than just save it to the last minute and do it all on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Helps us out here. Keep the lights going.
There's somebody out there that you think the only way for you to attract, for them to love you, is buy them a shitload of stuff. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Especially.
It's kill your toxic fucking relationship.
Commie Pinko Liberal, did I do that already? HuffPo, January 6th panel votes to subpoena Trump.
Kaboom! Kaboom!
The House January 6th committee unanimously voted Thursday to subpoena former President Donald Trump to testify under oath, a summons he will very likely defy, it says.
Mr. Trump, why did you throw the food against the wall?
The committee... which is investigating Trump's attempt to thwart the results of the 2020 election and hang on to the presidency in 2021, held the vote during what is expected to be its final hearing before next month's midterm elections.
Is it true that during the Trump administration, more ketchup bottles were gone through than any other?
I guess Liz Cheney is okay. She can stick around.
Yeah.
We must seek the testimony under oath of January 6th central player, said committee vice chair Liz Cheney.
She doesn't want you to get an abortion, but she's right here.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion, and every American is entitled to those answers, she said.
Just like they're entitled to make their own decisions about their fallopian tubes. Okay.
Trump is expected to defy the subpoena.
Yes.
Which would require him to sit for questioning about his role in the insurrection. His supporters carried out the violent attack. Okay, we know that. We know that. We know that. The source who provided the information to the Times said committee members felt they had to take this aggressive action because of Trump's pivotal role in the ordeal.
Let me tell you something. That hearing today, I tell you what, Nancy Pelosi is... Listen, man, do not fuck with her. They had this footage of her... trying to get National Guard and police down there to the Capitol.
Oh, yeah?
So you can see, in the middle of all this bullshit, you have Schumer, Pelosi, Mitch McConnell's doing something in the corner, and all these Democrats doing shit to make the riot stop. I mean, it's like the Republicans are useless tits, or they're insurrectionists.
That's the headline. to the HuffPo. Let's see if the Drudge Report, I'm sure, has the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the second part. This is actually bigger news. The Supreme Court told Trump to get fucked.
With the
Mar-a-Lago.
That's right. That's right. You think that's bigger than the subpoena?
No.
Okay.
They're both pretty big, but that was really fast. And they went right to Clarence Thomas. They filed it with.
And he didn't help.
Well, I mean, all he could really do is say, well, okay, you know, what he did was he gave them, he gave the DOJ time to respond.
Right.
The DOJ, by all accounts, responded with a full nuclear barrage on every single stupid argument.
Yeah.
Apparently, well, let's read. They have said no. They've looked at it and been like, you guys are fucking out of your minds. Supreme Court today denied a request by Trump to vacate a lower appeals court ruling in a case related to the FBI raid and seizure of documents. Trump had asked the Supreme Court to allow a so-called special master to review more than 100 classified documents that were found by FBI agents at his home, among more than 11,000 government records that were seized at Mar-a-Lago. The question came after the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals barred that watchdog, who was appointed by a federal judge, from examining the classified documents. The appeals court said that the subset of records could only be reviewed by the Department of Justice, which is conducting the criminal investigation of Trump.
Can we have someone look into that decision? I mean, was there...
No, that was the right decision.
No. The original decision to block...
That was the Trump judge.
Yeah. But why did she do that? Why did she make
that? Because she's obviously a partisan hack.
What, do you think she was coerced or she's just an ideologue? It's like, I'm going to suck Trump's dick and do it.
Six of one.
God. Investigate that, too. It seems
she probably
fishy.
Got death threats.
It seems fishy.
I mean, I'm sure she got death threats.
Do you think any of her debts were paid off mysteriously?
Yeah, well, we're going to have to look into that.
That's, you know.
But remember, the 11th Circuit had two of the three judges were Trump appointed, and they were unanimous.
Right.
When they said, this is ridiculous.
Fucked up.
The appeals court, Trump's lawyers asked... said that the appeals court ruling impairs substantially the ongoing time-sensitive work of the special master. But remember, the special master like turned on Trump too.
Absolutely. He said, if you don't give me any evidence to say why this is privileged, then the only choice I have to is listen.
Well, yeah, and what's up with which documents are you suggesting were planted?
Right. Yeah. But you're saying they're privileged.
Which doesn't matter, by the way.
With these guys.
Even if he, or that privileged matters, yes. Declassified doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it does because of the severity or the importance of the documents, and that he can't just wave his little mushroom and declassify everything. But the...
What's in those documents?
Probably... stuff, lists of intel from assets. There are stuff that is marked, human intel, or something like that. Yeah. That outs assets or our people.
Now he's going to get,
I guess, they're also assets.
Right.
So the Supreme Court said, the application to vacate the stay entered by the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit on September 21st, 2022, presented to Justice Clarence Thomas and by him referred to the court, is denied. There were no dissents by any of the justices noted.
Crickets. Crickets, crickets.
You know what? Thomas has oversight over the 11th, so it's not as crazy.
No.
I thought they somehow got it to him special.
Right.
But he has oversight anyway, so that he'd be the one they go to.
Yeah. And you know, the news today about evidence that Trump ordered those documents moved.
Moved.
And the
footage of the...
But how does that...
Of the schmuck moving the stuff within the boxes.
So, like, how does that square with the fact that they were planted by the FBI or whoever? I mean, you know what I mean? That kind of makes that argument. I mean, nobody planted the shit if you ordered it moved there. I mean, you planted it then. You know?
Donald Trump, Supreme Court, gave him a big sad. I wonder if he's already bitching about Clarence Thomas.
God, dude.
I can't believe Clarence did this. After all I've done for him.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, this must cause friction in the old marriage between, you know, is Jenny pissed?
For?
Is Jenny pissed about this decision?
Probably. I've seen.
Bless you.
Jenny, God, Jenny's that snuck like, up on me. Excuse me.
Jenny's like, listen, I'm not giving it up tonight because of that. Sorry. Oh, I can't, you know.
Apologies, everyone, for the Brillo pad you have to take to your
medulla
your brain eyes right now. What else is going on? There's all kinds of shit going on. All kinds of headlines, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the Trump aide, a long-serving aide to former, this is from the New York Times, a long-serving aide to former President Donald J. Trump was captured on security camera footage moving boxes out of a storage room at Mar-a-Lago.
No, that's weird.
Both before and after the Justice Department issued a subpoena in May demanding the return of all classified documents, according to three people familiar with the matter.
Somebody planted them. I told them to.
The footage showed Walt Nauda. It was Walt. Listen, Walt, I need you to move this shit. Mm-hmm. A former military aide who left the White House and then went to work for Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The footage shows him moving boxes from a storage room that became the focus of the Justice Department's investigation. The inquiry centered on whether Trump improperly kept national security records, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. As part of its investigation, the Justice Department has interviewed Mr. Nauda on several occasions.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Those interviews started before the FBI executed its search warrant.
Yes.
Carting off more than 11,000 documents, including about 100 bearing classification markings.
Why do you want those? You must be selling them or jacking off to them or something. God, this Trump dude is so extra. You know what I mean? What an asshole.
The Washington Post reported that Trump directed an employee who was interviewed by the FBI to move boxes at Mar-a-Lago. They're not sure if it's the same story or it could be a different staff member even.
You know, it's like you gotta...
Separate reporting.
See, I do you ever watch... You're familiar with The Sopranos.
Sure.
Tony Soprano, I mean, it was like maybe once a season had an issue with like people not, you know, talking or, you know, like spying or something or betraying him.
Yeah, yeah, wearing a wire or whatever,
right.
Sure.
And then that shit would stop for some reason. They would put an end to it. And I think that's the problem with Trump. I don't think he can run things the way he needs. He needs to run things like The Sopranos. You know what I mean? Like this guy he told to move these documents to already, you know, dimed him the fuck out. Everyone's talking to this select committee.
Sopranos, yeah.
It's just, he must be so disappointed in everything.
So there you go. Yeah, they had this, apparently there's security footage somewhere of this dude moving boxes in and or out of the storage thing.
Yeah, that's funny. God. What they should have put it in a storage unit. They should have got like a, who knows what else is out there. Have they executed any warrants at like Bedminster?
Well, that's it. They said we talked about that maybe on Monday or a previous issue about
previously.
How he or the FBI was sniffing around.
Yeah,
at like Bedminster and Trump Tower.
if you ask somebody at the FBI, it was like, would you like to search Trump Tower? It's like, oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. There's got to be some crazy shit up there. You think there's stuff hidden at Trump Tower?
Probably at this point. I mean, yeah. I don't see why not.
Move this. Get rid of this. Put it under my mattress.
I mean, it's just insane. And why are they documents? Why doesn't he have this shit on a thumb drive? This is the dumbest shit ever. They don't put this shit on thumb drives. But it's like I'm carrying. It's like it's 1987. I'm carrying around boxes of fucking paper.
The New York Attorney General, meanwhile,
yes,
has asked a judge to bar Trump from moving his businesses to a new holding company amid a pending civil lawsuit against him. So apparently
he can't move shit around.
He's trying to scoot shit around, a la Alex Jones, who we'll get to in a moment. But apparently he's trying to scoot shit around.
Right.
And she's trying to prevent him from doing that. So that,
yeah. What? How is Alex?
She can hit him for,
yeah,
actual money.
Is Alex Jones just going to PayPal it, or is he going to Venmo $1 billion to someone?
It also includes his three children and the Trump Organization.
Yay!
The request was spurned by concerns that the AG office would have difficulty getting Trump to pay a fine if he loses a suit as a result of his assets being held by a company that's not named as a defendant. So he was going to transfer all these assets to a different company and be like, well, that's not the name of the company that you guys are suing, so oops.
Well, it's you're not allowed to do that.
The same day that she sued Trump, her office saw the Trump Organization had registered a new company, Trump right. Organization 2 LLC.
That's it? They didn't even make it a different company?
Yeah. They're not even trying. How is that legal, by the way?
Yeah. That's insane.
I mean, how could that even possibly be legal?
I don't know. And why wouldn't you just call it something else? Like, you're not even Trump 2?
She said Trump and the Trump Organization have been engaging in an ongoing fraudulent scheme. She wants the Trump Organization blocked from moving any material assets to any other entities.
Damn.
Beyond just the continuation of its prior fraud, the Trump Organization now appears to be taking steps to restructure its business to avoid existing responsibilities under New York law, she said.
Damn!
She asked the judge to order Trump not to use a new statement of his business's financial conditions in dealings with lenders and insurers either. Without adequately disclosing the assumptions and methods used to calculate the valuations of assets. So she's like, she wants them ordered to not be able to borrow money on the assets using his papers that he gives.
Right.
Without everyone checking
to
make sure that he's valuing whatever assets.
How is he going to get a loan if he's in the middle of being sued by New York? Is he going to go to, I guess, Russia or...
This is America, man.
The Saudis. Somebody will loan him money.
Rich people can keep getting rich.
Even now.
Sure.
Jeez.
Has he been convicted of anything?
Yeah, he's convicted of being a real fucking asshole, you know?
Big an asshole.
No.
She asked for permission to serve her lawsuit electronically on Trump and his son, Eric, noting that both of them and their lawyers have refused for weeks to accept service of the complaint.
Oh, okay.
So they're dodging process servers.
Where are they? Are they just hanging out in the
For
woods?
For weeks, it says.
Eric, that's your life right now? You're just dodging subpoenas?
Our investigation uncovered the fact that Donald Trump and the Trump Organization engaged in significant fraud to inflate his personal net worth by billions of dollars to illegally enrich himself and cheat the system, she said.
These Trump kids, they used to walk around New York like they were the fucking, like they're badasses and shit. Now they're dodging subpoenas.
Since we filed this sweeping lawsuit last month, Donald Trump and the Trump Organization have continued those same fraudulent practices and taken measures to evade responsibility. Today, we are seeking an immediate stop to these actions because Mr. Trump should not get to play by different rules.
Damn.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jeez. Jeez, Schittler. God, he must be so mad right now. Could you imagine if he's on the changing table, just, you know, all upset, going through so many Pampers and Diet Coke, Adderall. What's going to make you happy, you fuck?
The lawsuit accuses Trump of overstating his net worth by billions of dollars in 11 previous annual statements that were provided to banks, insurance companies, and the IRS.
So oh,
this
shit.
This is where he's going to get in troubles, too. Right. This is only the beginning.
But this is Trump organization.
You get federal IRS charges. The lawsuit seeks at least $250 million in damages, also asks that the Trump companies named in the complaint be permanently barred from doing business in New York State. Well, that's why he started Trump Org 2. Okay, well, we'll shut that one down.
We'll just move to Florida. Nobody gives a fuck here.
Do Trump Org? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's where all the bad people end up, right?
Trump, of course, calls it just another witch hunt.
Right.
Another witch hunt.
It's time to have a witch hunt, and I want to dig up. I want to dig up Bedminster, man. I'm digging up everything.
The allergies.
If I'm Merrick Garland, I'm showing up with a shovel to dig all this shit up. We're gonna find all the shit this motherfucker has hidden. Right.
Yes.
Hell yeah, man. I'm checking everything. I'm going through Melania's shit. Oh. I don't care.
Leave my stuff alone.
No. No.
She's nowhere near him.
You got nuclear secrets on you.
Also in the news, everybody.
Woo.
Just going through some of the stuff I've been saving the past couple of days. We'll get to those, though. There's just so much going on.
Is there still a war?
There's still the war. The nuclear plant lost power.
Well, and then
outside power.
Why are their employees getting black vanned and kidnapped here and there?
Well, you know, Russia.
Okay, but what do they want? Where do they go?
I mean, that's just it.
Do they want them to tell them how to melt that fucker down or something?
Legal. This is Washington Examiner. I just saw this headline. Trump indictment odds skyrocket.
Oh, shit.
After bombshell Mar-a-Lago report.
Right.
A bevy of legal experts reacting to new explosive reporting about Mar-a-Lago documents investigation is convinced there's now enough evidence to charge Trump with crimes.
Listen, man, I watched that fucking January 6th hearing, and go get him for that. There's plenty of evidence that he did bad shit on January 6th, too.
This is regarding the finding out that Trump himself ordered the boxes moved, so he couldn't have been like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I had nothing to do with it.
That might have been. I mean, how big is it? How many documents does he have? Do they think he has?
Well, 11,000 documents they seized, but 100 are the ones that are marked classified.
Yeah.
But regardless, he shouldn't have had the 11,000. Those
right.
are all illegal also for
Who
him to possess.
Who helped him? Who helped him? And did he have a list he was working from? Or did... I'm just wondering. I mean, it seems extensive what he took.
Don Jr., make a spreadsheet.
I know. Why did he take this shit?
Even the Washington Examiner is saying indictment odds are skyrocketing.
How about this? Find out why he had those documents. We should figure that out.
Let's see what else is going on.
Yes.
The Parkland school shooter.
Right.
Jury came back today. They found him guilty.
Right.
Shocker. But they spared him from the death penalty, which is a good thing. That's amazing.
Right.
In this back-asswards fucking Neanderthal state that still has the goddamn death penalty.
Right, right.
So, of course, a lot of squealers out there today.
Oh,
I can't believe that jury didn't want to kill him.
Didn't Marjorie Taylor Greene say something in support of him?
I don't know.
No, wait. I'm sorry. That was Alex Jones. She said something in support of Alex Jones getting sued, not the shooter. She's just so horrible, you know.
A jury spared Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz from the death penalty for killing 17 people at a Parkland high school in 2018, sending him to prison for the remainder of his life in a decision that left many families of victims angered, baffled, and in tears. What horrible... I mean... I would want vengeance too, probably, but I would hope that I wouldn't want the death penalty. I mean, that I wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would hope that I wouldn't.
Well, you know, you could always invest in a carton of cigarettes and give them to the Aryan nation in prison.
But that's why we have our civilized society to check our emotions and shit like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like that. That's why.
I might get pissed off and want somebody killed that kills somebody I like, I care about. But that's why we have these laws, and we agree as a society that it's not a good idea.
No. No matter how much you like Game of Thrones.
So sorry about the families, but you're not going to feel any better by killing this obviously mentally ill kid.
Yeah. I mean, you know...
One cousin. This is insane. Everyone knows, right? This is insane. We need justice. He's going away for the rest of his life. He's 18 or 19 now, for fuck's sake.
Justice would be suing those gun manufacturers out of fucking existence.
24. Okay, it's been 4 years.
And if you want to go after somebody, go after the NRA. Go after the board members of these fucking, you know, gun companies and shit. You know, those people are the enemy.
So this jury, this trial and this jury was specifically about the death penalty. This was he was found guilty already. This was the punishment phase. And they only deliberated for 7 hours.
That's a long time.
And they said no death penalty.
Do they get a meal at seven? Do they get a meal if they do a 7 hour deliberation? Is there a meal?
Over 2 days, it says. So they probably came back from lunch. They rested. They said, "We'll go to lunch. You guys can go start deliberating."
Yeah.
And they did 4 hours. Then they got there in the morning, and they're like, "Well, we should get out of here before lunch. So let's we'll do 3 hours."
Somebody's like, "What? Actually,
we'll go back in the courtroom, and we'll be sprung by lunchtime." Although I would have held out for lunch.
I would hold it because you don't get paid shit for being on a jury. You want to hold out for your meal,
right? And then you get. I do have to give props to Escambia County. When I did that murder trial this year, it was really good lunch. A really good lunch.
What was it? You told me.
It was some local cafe, something, some cafe or some sandwich. Sandwiches and salads and shit like that. But it was really, really, really good.
That's nice. I mean, you know, I think
it wasn't like a cheese sandwich and an apple.
Right, right. The whole jury duty to me, when I had it, reminded me of being an extra in something like in a commercial.
That's what I was thinking with the cheese sandwich and the apple.
I want my meal penalty.
That was that was what you get as an extra.
Well, as a commercial extra though, you get that nice. You get the craft services, the nice craft service.
Union.
Yeah, dude. It's like,
yeah.
Holy union shit, stuff. That's the best thing ever.
That people live for craft services.
Well, yeah. It's like you walk around as an extra in a commercial. You're like, hey, I got another jacket. You want me to put a jacket on so I can get $15 more so I can get another dry cleaning fee? You know?
God, I forgot what I worked on. That it was it was General Hospital. Where they had a chef. And you would... He would be like, "What do you want?" And I was like, "Do you have a menu?" He's like, "What do you want?"
Yeah,
it's like I got like
anything.
I got like everything.
Trump would be like,
and it was amazing. I mean, the food was amazing.
Yeah, with a cheeseburger.
Also in the news. Look at time fucking flying. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We've got
Jesus
chock full of Christian bullshit.
What? Did the Christians not calm down this week? Because last week...
it's quite the opposite.
You guys were fucking crazy. I thought maybe you'd chill for a bit.
Parkland, we did that. The... wait, there's a new documentary coming out about Jerry Falwell Jr. and the sex scandal with the pool boy.
Oh, man, I want to see that shit.
And all that.
I don't want to see a documentary, though. Can we have a dramatic series or something? That would be good.
This is Hulu. Hulu is exploring the life of private life of evangelical Christian leader Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yes.
The streamer has dropped a trailer for God Forbid, the sex scandal that brought down a dynasty.
Is it that dramatic? It's just this pool boy.
Yeah, but it brought down the fall wave. You know, Daddy had created that entire bullshit.
Jeez.
What's their university? Liberty University.
No, that's Pat Robertson's.
No, that's Regent.
Match the bullshit university.
There you go.
To the bullshit person.
Don't forget Trump University.
Well, that existed.
The documentary is built around interviews with Giancarlo Granda, who met Falwell's wife, Becky, as a pool attendant. So they got the pool attendant to talk.
Hell yeah, they did.
He met Falwell's wife, Becky, as a pool attendant at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach and engaged in a years-long affair with her.
Ooh.
Granda alleged that the affair occurred with the knowledge and approval of Falwell.
I'll be over here whacking
and that he occasionally watched the two have sex, which he's denied.
Is he the director? Is he like, hey, Giancarlo, take your socks off. That's fucked up.
The pool boy said, as a pool attendant, I was hit on. But if I would have known that accepting this woman's invitation to go back to her hotel room would have led to a scandal involving the president of the largest Christian university in the world and the president of the United States, I would have walked away and just enjoyed my private life.
No, that's the wrong answer. You do it again, Giancarlo. You got paid, right? He won.
Didn't he get a gym out of the deal?
Yeah, take
like
that
ownership
mother-
in a gym or something?
Take that dumb motherfucker for all he's worth. Who gives a fuck? That guy's an asshole. Fuck him.
The film is directed by Billy Corbin, best known for his series of Cocaine Cowboys documentaries about the Miami drug trade. Jerry and Becky Falwell both spoke about the scandal in an interview with Vanity Fair earlier this year. During the interview, Becky Falwell accused Granda of assaulting her.
Yeah.
In 2018, 4 years after she ended the affair by pressuring her into sex.
Right. And then Jerry was like, would you like a gym?
It doesn't sound like they denied anything.
That doesn't make any sense. This is a weird story.
So there you go. Keep your eyes out if you got Hulu for God Forbid, the sex scandal that brought down... Wait, where is it? The sex scandal. God forbid, the sex scandal that brought down a dynasty.
I think it just brought down a couple of shitbags that, you know, a dynasty? A dynasty. Come on.
Motherfucker.
That's on Hulu. Man, have you watched any of that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer shit?
No. It's like the biggest series on Hulu right now.
Cannibal ever.
I have no desire.
I'm watching that and I'm just thinking, what about Hannibal Lecter?
What do you mean shit is cannibal?
Oh my God. Jeffrey Dahmer sucked. He drugged himself once, according to that show. He drugged himself instead of the person he was trying to eat.
Well, you know.
What a fuckhead. He was drunk all the time. He was fucking wasted when he was doing all this shit.
What do you expect? Some super villain every what?
Yes.
Every
a serial killer
is fucking
Dexter. Well, but they all. I mean, this guy was so sloppy. It's like, you know, I don't know. you gotta check it out. He looks like the lead from the guy who plays Reno 911 in that one. But it's
really?
Not him. The guy in hot pants.
With the porn stash, yeah.
Yeah, it looks just like him, but it's not. I don't know. I hate that fucking show, and I've watched so many episodes. I fucking hate it. If you need to lose weight, watch this show when it's time to eat, and it just kills it. You won't want to fucking eat, because the things this drunk motherfucker does with the human body... In these scenes, I can't imagine what some of these shit scenes must have been like.
Well, they're laughing their asses off, probably.
We're going to need you to jack
chasing
off.
Chasing each other around with, you know, like the legs kidney. And stuff.
The kidney, man. Boy, And let me tell you something. It's amazing the cops even got Jeffrey Dahmer, according to that show. Jesus. Can't catch a drunk fucking serial killer.
Let's see what else is going on. Wait a second. What a headline.
What is it?
One second, let me turn off my ad blocker so this fucking bullshit goes away.
Yeah.
Meth-filled condoms found in a stash seized at the Texas border.
In someone's asshole or just...
No, it was like in a...
Meth-filled condoms.
It looks like it's inside a hollowed-out bread.
Oh, I want to see.
Authorities said 136 condoms filled with liquid methamphetamine were concealed inside... Oh, four pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Oh, it's a pumpkin.
That's a weird looking pumpkin. Though.
It is a weird looking. It looks like a loaf of bread outside. Yeah. The meth was seized at Eagle Pass Port. This so the Republicans would be like, look at this, look at this. Yeah, it was seized, you morons.
Yes,
it was
they caught seized. It. How did they catch that though?
I'll never understand the Republicans trying to crow about shit like that on. I'll never understand anything about Republicans, but specifically this.
Right. Do you think Shelby would be able to detect drugs hidden hidden inside a pumpkin? Her nose is that powerful?
Probably, yeah, sure, why not?
I mean...
It's a methy condom-y.
How do you know to look in? And then what if they broke up? What if they just cracked open these pumpkins and there was no meth? And they just ruined all these fucking pumpkins?
Well, I assume... Some attrition is accounted for.
I need you to pay for all these pumpkins.
Didn't watching all those cartel shows and movies, we learned that they kind of are like, you know, once in a while, you just know you're going to lose some.
Yeah.
Also in the news.
Yes. I think
South Korea scrambling fighter jets as Kim's warplanes fly to border. Oh, great.
What was that?
Kim's rattling his saber again. Trump should call him his buddy.
God, this planet needs to take if there was a way for some... this is what I hope. I hope some superior alien force happens upon us, takes mercy on us, and just shoots a big glob of Xanax all over everybody. We can take a nice nap. And wake up, and maybe we'll stop fucking killing each other for a little bit. That's not a bad plan. I mean,
that would be nice.
I don't know. Do you have... I don't have another... There's no other solution than I see. So.
This is from Right Wing Watch.
Woo.
Where is it here? Here we go.
God is calling up...
Ooh, that's really loud.
God is calling up fighters. He is calling up fighters during this time, people to speak out, be bold. You know, however, your run, you pushed the issue of election integrity. You know, elections, they don't really matter in America. Our votes don't really count. You know, you were a loud voice. You literally went on that debate stage and called Joe Biden an illegitimate pedophile.
Bitch! So she's about to answer. Candace Taylor, remember her from Georgia, the one that refused to concede even though she got 3% of the vote?
For governor, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was the one that had the bus that had, I forget, God, Guns, and Babies or something like that.
Yeah. Bananas.
And I don't know who this asshole interviewing her. This is... What is it?
You literally went on that debate stage and called Joe Biden an illegitimate pedophile.
Bitch! You know, witch, it's you true, and you were...
Oh, Jesus, Guns, and Babies. This is her own show.
Oh, her podcast or whatever?
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, with Candace Taylor.
Jesus, Guns, and Babies, starring Candace Taylor.
I don't know who she's... she's interviewing Lauren Witzke.
Oh, good.
Who is working with Stu Peters these days.
Jeez, what kind... They must have a massive podcasting budget to afford these two talents.
You literally went on that debate stage and called Joe Biden an illegitimate pedophile.
Bitch! You know, witch, it's you true, and you were just saying what we're all thinking.
You coached me right? And I said, can I legally say this? And wait, they're like, I don't know, let's ask. Yes, we can, because the diary proved it, right? So we could do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So it's true. It's true. Hey, but I didn't go on that debate stage and say it. That was you.
No, I believe it was the Holy Spirit inside of you that coached me.
God.
And when I got up there, it was his boldness that came up inside of me like a lion.
What?
Because these people.
Lion. Like a lion. Lion. Like a lion.
Can we hold on?
This is Georgia. You should.
No.
Your translator should work on that.
God. When you were saying, I was like, this person, when she first started talking, she sounded like she was British. I mean, it was like, yee.
It was the Holy Spirit inside of you that coached me. And when I got up there, it was his boldness that came up inside of me like a lion.
God damn.
Because these people were so fake and saying things that nobody cared about. Talk about real issues,
who
right?
Who the fuck are you voting for?
So fake.
Who voted for her? Like, more than
not, not many.
They
but
cried.
Yeah, this person,
the Republicans are so sad.
So the point of this clip is that she credits the Holy Spirit with giving her the fortitude to call Biden an illegitimate pedophile.
It's not fair. It's not fair of me to just, I can't get past her accent. I know, that sucks, right? That's mean of me. Is that correct? That's not fair. But damn,
it's a tough one to get past.
Can you vote for that? Who can vote for that? I mean,
illegitimate pedophile.
It's insane.
She actually called him a fraudulent pedophile, by the way.
Fraudulent pedophile.
She's even misquoting herself.
No. God.
If I were to fight for anybody, it would be Vladimir Putin, who is the only open nationalist standing against the globalist regime. The only one in the world, really, right now. Of course, the people that we commonly think of as evil, Saudi Arabia, Iran, China, right? These people.
Who is this?
They're supporting Vladimir Putin. Now, who's really evil? What country represents Sodom and Gomorrah? Really?
Is this Nick Fuentes?
This is his boy on his network. This is Dalton Clodfelter.
Nine!
Our white nationalist incel fuckstick with the funniest name.
Clodfelter!
Dalton Clodfelter.
I would work for Russia. You want to go? You going to fight for Russia?
What are you doing? I'm putting felt on clods.
Yeah.
Who's really evil?
Really?
What country represents Sodom and Gomorrah? Really? The country that glorifies gay sex, gambling, a porn addiction, addiction to drugs and alcohol? Probably that country. A country that is completely lost on God? I mean, who's really evil in America? Or who is really evil in this conflict?
You blew your surprise there. You said America.
You fucked it up, right?
In this conflict.
We knew where you were going, though, Clyde.
I would say that it is the United States. I would say that the United States is the great Satan. It is the global homo, and they are pushing a global homo agenda.
We're the global homo, guys. Take this agenda I'm pushing, you motherfuckers.
So the only Dalton Clodfelter, the only world leader that he would be willing to fight and die for is Vladimir Putin. And says right now the United States is the great Satan.
Do they want you? You're a podcaster. Like, what do you offer anybody? Like, let's say you show up.
He's got nothing going on.
Yeah, you show up to Russia. You're like, I want to fight the great infidels. Can you do anything? Can you shoot a gun? Can you run around in the woods and shit?
Who, Clodfelter?
This dickhead.
No, none of these guys can.
Go fuck yourself.
I think Nick Fuentes.
I don't know.
That little wisp of a little fascist fuck.
You guys, you all have horrible personalities, and I don't think they want you in Russia either. Go fuck yourself.
What is this? This is Fox News, well, I'm not going to play a clip, but Fox News people are whining about the subpoena.
Subpoenas.
For Trump.
Oh, of course.
What is this?
It's not going to happen like you think it's going to happen, okay? It's going to be quite extraordinarily different. And all I can say is strap in. The War Room, a posse. You have made this happen, and tomorrow it's game day, President.
That was on the 5th.
Right. Yeah. Did they play? They played that today, didn't they? I think they did. I mean, it's like out in the open. It's like there's a podcast talking about the coup that was attempted.
Roger Stone's ears were burning too. They talked about him a little bit today during the committee.
They played some of his testimony or something that was behind closed doors or.
Alex Jones. he was on his show live and streaming the verdict.
Yeah.
And was supposed to, I guess he was laughing. Like these people think they're actually going to get the money.
Right. I mean, they think they are, you dumb fuck. Do you think you at InfoWars, you're going to outsmart the government and hide your money from them? I mean, dude, they want your fucking money, motherfucker. They're going to find your money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury, please listen to your verdict as it has been accepted and recorded.
An emotional moment in a Connecticut court Wednesday as a jury ordered right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay nearly $1 billion in damages to families of the victims of the Sandy Hook mass shooting for falsely claiming they were actors who faked the tragedy.
$965 million in damages.
Damn! They're going to have to... Listen, Alex, you're going to have to scale down, right? Got to scale down at InfoWars.
Yeah, start selling a lot more dick pills.
Right. I mean, you might have to do the show from like a guest room or your dining room, maybe. Consider that.
The verdict applies to both Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, LLC. Yeah. The owner of the InfoWars website. The plaintiffs in the case included more than a dozen relatives of 20 children and 6 staff members who were gunned down in December 2012.
Marjorie Taylor Greene did speak out against this in support of Alex. She didn't think the verdict was fair.
He's got to pay attorney's fees also.
Yeah.
During a live broadcast as the verdict was read, he vowed to appeal and said his company's ongoing bankruptcy will protect InfoWars in the meantime. We're fighting Goliath, he said.
No, you dipshit. You weren't fucking Goliath. You went after these people that were private, you know... You went after them and made them and put a target on their fucking back, and you released your goons upon them. Your fucking crazy ass shitty fans. Think of a worse fan base. Alex Jones has the worst fan base. I mean, you know,
yeah,
Mariah
sure.
Carey's
yeah.
lambs, you know.
It's not about whether you like Alex Jones. It is completely irrelevant. What is relevant is, do you think that the law industrial complex in collusion with the media can work in harmony to completely obliterate somebody financially for saying something wrong and then therefore apologizing afterwards?
Ooh, Charlie Kirk has some weird facial tic thing going on. I hope he's okay.
Oh, yeah. He said something weird. The law, what did he say?
The law industrial complex.
I never heard that one. What is that?
They're not happy enough. They're not happy about that there aren't enough fascist Trump judges out there that'll ignore the law and just vote for them and their heinous people.
Nah, don't worry about it. There are. We'll find them.
$1,000.
$57 million. $20 million. $50 million. $80 million. $100 million. Blah blah. You get $1 million. You get $100 million. You get $50 million.
What about the fucking asshole?
$57 million. $20 million. $50 million. $80 million.
He's sitting there. I mean, what an asshole. What a fucking asshole.
What a fucking lunatic. Oh, man. Damn, that sucks, Alex. What are you going to do with all that? You know, you're going to be poor.
And it's simple. Your pennies counter their millions. It's that simple. They're going to lose. They're going to lose the midterms. They're trying to launch a nuclear war. They are going to fail. These people are out of control. They have no chivalry. They have no bottom. They didn't have a case in their suit against us.
Chivalry.
They have no bottom.
Chivalry.
Can I just float another idea? If there's any casting, Alex is going to be looking for some extra money, and I think he might be gettable. Oh. If you have a regional theater and you're doing a production of Midsummer Night's Dream, you cast this motherfucker as bottom. And that is genius casting. It's genius. Right?
Alex Jones is bottom.
Oh, come on.
He'd be a good Grumio, too.
Yeah, but bottom, dude. I mean, could you imagine? I think he would be great.
Shit, let him do Henry V.
Yeah. Well, who do you want to be, Falstaff?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he can't be, you know. Right.
So the judge found me guilty and then told the jury how guilty I was and wouldn't let us put on evidence. And my own lawyer's like, I think you might win. I think they were listening. I said, no, they're spending days deciding how many billions they're going to give them that doesn't exist. It's like inflation. As bad as inflation is, in a year or two, $1 billion will be like $100. All of this is vestigial. All this is ceremonial. All this is going away. All this is over. Like the fake college degrees and the 401ks and the.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Systems. None of it means anything.
You get a million.
So I'm so honored to be here on air and laughing at this because they have used these families. They have squeezed them to sue Remington and do all this other crap. And now they're coming after your free speech. Now they're coming after your right to listen to what you want and hear what you want. So these ambulance chasers love being all over TV. They don't have any money. They don't care about that. They're using those families who a 73 million, not enough. They need more. They need more money.
Not enough.
Oh man.
73
man,
million.
Man.
You get a million. You get
the emotional distress damages, past and future, $30 million.
Yeah.
Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff David Wheeler and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems and Line A and Line B. $55 million.
Yeah!
Initial.
Never said their name, don't know who they are.
To plaintiff Francine Wheeler. A. Defamation / slander damages, past and future, $24 million.
Yeah!
B. Emotional distress damages, past and future, $30 million.
Yeah!
Total fair, just, and reasonable damages.
Every single one. What a fucking asshole.
That's his patent. Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny, man.
So there you go, Alex Jones. Not sorry at all.
Right. Jeez.
Over his bullshit.
Well, I think... Do you think when he heard that, he was like, holy shit. I mean, he had to have been expecting it, right? I mean...
Yeah, that's why he left, right?
Right.
I mean, he just said fuck it and took off and left the state and said he wasn't going to put up any defense anymore.
I'll be right back.
There you go. InfoWars did file for bankruptcy in July. Which may affect it, but they are looking closely at whatever shenanigans he was trying there as far as hiding assets. According to trial testimony, the site Infowars.com brought in revenue of $165 million between 2016 and 2018. An economist in the Texas case estimated that Jones is probably personally worth between $135 and $270 million. So he's been doing okay. Connecticut does not place any caps on damages, although he could appeal the verdict on other legal grounds.
It's funny that you said earlier that his lawyer, he's like, my lawyer told me something that they don't have a case or whatever. I'm like, his lawyers? Does he still have the same dumb fucking?
No, he had a different one.
They're not like, he's not the lawyer that gave the prosecutor his cell phone.
Different states, yeah.
You got a better lawyer.
While you're gone, I said an economist estimated Jones's personal worth between 135 and 270 million.
Dude, just think about how much money he's lost all his money because he tortured these Sandy.
It's going to take a long time, but yeah.
He tortured these Sandy Hook parents. That's why you're losing your money. You are an asshole. Right. I mean, it's amazing. You're a tremendous fuckhead.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. And you know what somebody on NPR said about you, Alex? They suggested that there should be a class action lawsuit against you for spreading COVID misinformation. And other fucking podcasters would do the same thing. Because of the COVID deaths. What do you think about that?
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. But there's nothing left. But you can't go after Alex for any more money, right? I mean, he's tapped out.
Meanwhile, Roger Stone took to Truth Social.
Yes, still around.
To complain about a story that came out on Mother Jones. With the headline, Seven Ways Roger Stone Was Connected to the January 6th Attack.
Oh, shit.
Stone wrote, this isn't journalism. This is the ravings of mentally ill distortionists.
Distortionists?
I revel in their hatred because they hate America. God's vengeance will be upon them as vengeance is reserved for the Lord.
Is he on drugs?
He's gone all Jesus, remember?
Right. Jeez. Man, he is. What? I have one question for you, Roger Stone. What are you wearing? Or who are you wearing?
You're right. He really is a DC villain.
You know, I don't know. I was watching the hearing today, and they were showing B-roll of Roger Stone for some reason. And they had a picture of him at his house with all these. He's got all these fucking framed Nixon paintings. I mean, it's like in pictures, like in photographs. I was like, who else? Nobody loves Nixon more than Roger Stone, man. What the fuck?
I wonder if I forgot what I was going to say. I'm trying to do something.
I'll tell you, it's
now. Roger, yeah, yeah.
Well, does he have a hobby that's outside of like collecting pictures of Nixon?
Yeah, probably pool boys.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of,
yes.
Isn't he the one that hung out with all the Proud Boys? And
absolutely, they're like Pat.
They're his posse now.
Yeah. I mean, seven ways he's tied to January 6th. Didn't he help plan it in the Willard? Wasn't he coordinating with the Proud Boys?
Yeah, he was in the war room.
So seven ways he's connected to it. Dude, he was all up in that shit. He's in the war room.
So the hearings were today. Probably the final hearing before the election, at least.
There was a Democrat from Florida.
Did you see the video that they showed of them screaming, bring her out? About Pelosi.
Oh my God! Yes, yes, I did. That is fucked up. And the footage of all the Democrats in the Senate and House leadership huddled in some bunker.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fascinating. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's trying to explain why they can't go back in the Congress. She's like, "Well, someone has defecated on the walls." She said, "Well, they've got to clean the poo poo off the wall."
8 riveting minutes showed harrowing scenes inside the Capitol as Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others quickly realized the danger they were in and called for help.
Right.
Perhaps most chilling was the scene of rioters clashing with police and screaming, bring her out here now.
Yeah.
We're coming in if you don't bring her out.
Jeez.
At the same time, Pelosi and Schumer were calling the Defense Department, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, Attorney General Bill Barr, and anyone else they thought could help quell the violence.
Yeah, Schumer called up Bill Barr. It's like, hey, do your job as Attorney General, motherfucker. Help us.
What can I do?
Yeah, Barr didn't give a shit.
So yeah, that was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Trump, of course, responded.
Right.
To not today yet. I'm sure he has, but last night the story that came out about the insider witness now who's saying that I don't know if it was the person or somebody else was moving boxes and that Trump knew. Trump ordered it.
Right. What other boxes is this motherfucker? I mean, it's a weird thing for somebody like Trump to be concerned about boxes and moving. Yeah.
Last night, he posted a rant on Truth Social after the WaPo reported that the government has an inside witness who implicated Trump in potential obstruction of justice. So, I mean, that they have him on trying to hide the documents after he had said, after he'd gotten the subpoena.
Yes.
And after he said, I already gave you everything.
It seems like they told him they were looking for these documents, and he found someone and said, hey.
Oh, yeah, move these.
You're looking for these. We have to hide them. But you're also planning these on me. And some of these are privileged that you're hiding.
There's no crime having to do with the storage of documents at Mar-a-Lago, only in the minds of the radical left lunatics who are destroying our country and were just forced by the courts to give me back much of what they took. Parentheses stole question mark during their unprecedented and unnecessary break-in of my home.
Fuck that. No, go fuck yourself. We're breaking into all your homes and we're digging up all the shit because who knows what we're going to find.
Which is a lie, by the way. The government was not forced to return anything.
Right.
They may have returned some shit.
But they didn't have to.
Didn't mean anything. Right. No, there was no forcing at all.
They should turn.
They might have returned some of his documents that and they did. We already know, like the fucking passports. Yeah, they seized a couple of passports, but literally a couple days later or the day after, they said, "Hey, we got these passports. Do you want them back? Where or how do you want to get them back?
Can we treat?"
And they're like, "They seized my passports." God.
Can we treat this guy like any other criminal? Like the cops would no knock warrant this motherfucker and search his shit. They should be digging up that goddamn golf course right now. Dig that shit up.
Trump concluded his rant by falsely claiming former presidents are the rightful owners of highly sensitive intelligence documents too, goddammit. Including information about foreign nations' nuclear programs. There's no evidence of this. This is what he's getting off of 4chan and off of QAnon. And that...
Yes.
It's all that shit that he repeated
right
at the Hay rally over the weekend that we talked about on Monday.
That
he said, remember, he's like, HW did this.
Oh, and, yeah. And Chinese
and Bill Clinton did this. And Obama did this.
Listen, asshole. Right now, this is what I want. I want Bedminster searched yesterday. I want Trump Tower searched. And I want Tim Tebow's football helmet searched. And I want Ivanka's coffin searched. Sorry, Ivana. I want everybody searched.
And remember, it was a Jesse Waters joke that half of this shit came from.
That he said on Fox?
Yeah, Jesse Waters said, I don't know, maybe it's a Chinese restaurant mixed with a bowling alley.
That's right.
And now Trump is like, what about, Trump was saying that literally happened, H.W. Bush.
How do we get rid of stupid
Hitler?
Put it
in a Chinese restaurant bowling alley.
This guy won't go away. He is like herpes. But maybe he will go away.
And Clinton.
Yeah.
Had it in a sock drawer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, didn't...
That was a joke that Jesse Waters said. And Trump is repeating that as if it's true.
We should look through Trump's sock drawer.
Ew.
No, seriously, there's documents in there. I don't know why we're not just searching everything. All his properties. If you guys need help, I'm available. I'll help you. Do they need help to search his shit? It's just they don't have the manpower?
No, I think they're proceeding, very carefully.
I gotta rip his shit up. These nuclear secrets are just floating around, man. Work through the weekend. Find that shit.
I think he's fucked, but I don't think he'll go to jail, but I think he'll probably be indicted.
You know, the first Mission Impossible starring Tom Cruise. Well, they all star Tom Cruise, but he, the whole story was they had to find an ARC list, and it was a list of agents and spies. The whole movie was about that.
Right.
And when they found out that the NARC list was out in the open, they lost their mind and they found that shit. They went into beast mode.
Well, yeah.
We're all just waiting around. I don't know what we're doing. We need beast mode. Find that shit.
What is this about guns? A federal judge in West Virginia.
They have judges in
this can't be good.
Right.
Has ruled that a federal ban on possessing a gun with its serial number removed is unconstitutional.
Come on. Okay, wait a second. Can I drive a car through West Virginia without a VIN number or a license plate?
There's no amendment that says you have the right to keep and bear a car.
Right. So I can't do that. But a gun with the serial number filed off?
U.S. District Judge Joseph Goodwin in Charleston found that the law was not consistent with the United States' historical tradition of firearm regulation. The new standard laid out by the Supreme Court in its landmark ruling. Jeez. Historical tradition of firearm regulation.
God.
The decision came in a criminal case charging a man, Randy Price, with illegally possessing a gun with the serial number removed that was found in his car. The judge dismissed that charge, though Price is still charged with illegally possessing the gun after having been convicted of previous felonies.
Why do they... Wait
a second. So I guess there was a law in West Virginia...
Yes.
...that said you can't have a gun with its serial number filed off.
You know, I think in the state of New York, you can't carry a concealed gun. You can't have a gun, right? They don't have...
Maybe.
Something like
that. They may have CCW. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, because some of these states have gun laws that's like, it deters you from actually carrying a gun because they're illegal. And if you need to use the gun and say you survive some shootout, but now you're on the hook for this illegal gun you have.
Yeah. The federal law in question prohibits any... Oh, it's a federal law. Prohibits anyone from transporting a gun with the serial number removed across state lines... Mm-hmm. Or from possessing such a gun if it has ever been transported across state lines. How the fuck do you know sometimes?
But, you know, if you have a gun with a filed off serial number.
You're not really that concerned about
should throw that shit in the leg or
something. The provenance of the gun.
What should you do if you find a gun with its serial number filed off? What do you do with it? Pick it up, put it under your pillow, or sell it on the street?
Serial numbers, first required by the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968, are intended to prevent illegal gun sales, make it easier to solve crimes by allowing individual guns to be traced.
Yeah.
But the judge said the law is unconstitutional in light of the Supreme Court's ruling this year in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin.
Good God.
That ruling held that the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, under that amendment, the government cannot restrict the right to possess firearms unless the restriction is consistent with historical tradition.
What good reason why would you have a gun with the serial number filed off?
Privacy.
Yes. Privacy. I'm going to do a very private murder.
I don't like the look of it. It ruins the barrel.
You want to make it harder for these cops to solve fucking murders, I guess? Take away the serial numbers.
They argued the law is unconstitutional under that ruling. Bruin said serial numbers were not required when the Second Amendment was adopted in 1791.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And were not widely used until 1968, putting them outside of tradition.
Wait a second. Then when I go to the doctor, I'm going to say, hey, I don't want any penicillin. Because when the founding fathers put the Constitution together, they didn't have it. That's what they're saying. They didn't have serial numbers.
That's really kind of crazy. Yeah,
They didn't have serial numbers back then.
Well, we didn't have silencers and bump stocks, but they've ruled that we can regulate those.
We regulate planes and cars and shit like that, too.
It's all very strange.
This is the dumbest. We are the dumbest fucking country.
It's kind of, yeah.
No, in America, you know what we like doing? Shooting each other. Stabbing each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Those things.
And having babies when you're 16.
Oh, we love that so much.
Also in the news.
Okay.
Oh, I just had it and it just refreshed. Don't auto refresh your shit, people. It's irritating.
Is that people do that on their website?
When you're clicking on something, yeah. Here we go.
Thanks, Stephen. I do want to say this too. We put this up on the War Room Square on MyPillow.com. We put up all the pillows, the Bible pillows we're giving out today, and the MyPillows and the blankets so they can get themselves.
He's at the devastation here in Florida, and he's doing a MyPillow promo, and he's handing out Jesus pillows to people.
This is essentially an advertisement. And he's just giving away these dumb Bible pillows.
Thanks, Stephen. I do want to say this too. We put this up on the War Room.
He's in front of, you know, some destroyed trailers and shit.
Square on MyPillow.com. We put up all the pillows, the Bible pillows we're giving out today, and the MyPillows and the blankets so they can get themselves one and help support everything today using that promo code War Room. We appreciate everything you guys do.
That's gonna hurt my neck.
The Jesus pillow?
The Bible pillow. There's a fucking book in the middle. Whoever is like, what? Hey, Mike, the reason.
This isn't a real Bible pillow.
Well, there's not a Bible in it?
No.
I thought there was a Bible in
set. No, it's Bible pictures. No.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Are they on sale? Are they cheaper than the normal ones? And they feel just like the My Pillows?
Well, if you use the promo code WARROOM, apparently you get 90% off something or whatever.
I feel so stupid. I honestly thought that the Bible pillows for Mike Lindell that he sold actually had a Bible stored inside the... Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, that's a relief then. I just thought that was so horrible. He's known for making these incredibly comfortable pillows and then he just puts a book in the middle of it. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. What an idiot.
Because you can't be comfortable while you're sleeping either.
No, not if you're a Christian. God's like, I'm going to make you put your head on my word all night.
Mike Lindell knows that Arizona is the railhead. Remember, because of Mike Lindell's work in the state of Arizona to get to the bottom of what exactly happened to make sure we can have free and fair elections, he was canceled on the home shopping channels, retail, the big boxes, and finally Walmart.
Fuck you.
And I got to tell you, and this is why this guy's a special guy. Most guys will spend 150% of the time working on their business, and he does that. But he carves out the other 100%. He's working on election integrity to make sure this country doesn't go through this problem again. In addition, he's got the Christian-based drug network to get people off of drugs and to be saved by turning their lives over to Christ. But on top of all that, he's also doing all types of philanthropy. And Mike, what you guys have done starting last night and what's going to head up. Tell us what happened. Let's get the photos. What did you decide to do with the team at MyPillow? And how are we going to start War Room tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, sir?
Well, they worked all this last weekend, and they were very excited. We've done it with other hurricane victims before and other disasters. And they worked all weekend, and we sent the first truck headed south. I believe it arrives early tomorrow morning or later tonight. That's our Frank's Beach truck there that they but it's loaded with my pillows and blankets and Bible pillows for the kids.
What? The truck says, help save our country. Watch Lindell TV.
Dude, you are going, you're
on frankspeech.com.
They don't have electricity.
They can have pillows. Blankets and pillows.
Are you bringing food and water, man, and cash?
I mean, I guess shelters and stuff. You know.
Oh, he's doing that.
Dropping it, yeah. I give him at shelters and stuff.
Oh, I thought you said he was putting up shelters.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of my
dildo.
Thanks to your support, you've helped make my dildo become one of the best.
Somebody did a lot of work and put a big, giant, red, throbbing dildo in place of a pillow in his hands.
He's carrying it like firewood. What an idiot. That's good.
Thank you, David, on Twitter. You can carry a gun in New York, but you have to have a permit and the gun has to be registered.
Right. Can you file the serial numbers off of it?
I guess now you can.
Yeah.
According to this federal judge.
What's the sense in that? How's that keep me safer? Now I get shot by, I don't know. Now you don't know. Now you can't figure out whose gun it was.
Let's see. Time is flying here. We'll do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay!
Always available at your favorite podcast app. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. It really does help us out here. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. You know, if I was the judge about that West Virginia thing, I would be like, go fuck yourself. You're not allowed to have guns without serial numbers on them. You're insane. This is insane. Everybody can fuck off. All your guns get serial numbers. Jesus. We're such babies in America. Can you have serial numbers on our fucking guns? God.
This is an interesting story.
Yes.
That I thought you might relate to a little bit.
Okay.
this went viral. Heckler throws beer can at comedian.
Oh, man, fuck that guy. Threw a can at me from the stage? Holy fuck.
Patton Oswalt tweeted this.
Jeez.
What's your question?
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Did I vote for Donald Trump? What do you think?
No.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Why would you ask me that here, knowing I'm the only Jew in this room? Are you trying to get me killed? If it makes.
So, this is Ariel Elias.
Yeah.
Is her name.
Right.
And where is she? Uncle Vinny's. Where is this club? Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
Do you vote for Donald Trump?
She was doing a Q&A with the audience as part of her act. I don't know. God. It sounds like she was just doing crowd work.
Right.
When one woman yelled, "Did you vote for Donald Trump?"
Right. And then you say, no, I don't know. What are you doing right now? Deleting footage from January 6th off your cloud phone, you fuck. But fuck that.
And person. You heard, she said, I'm the only Jew in the room. You're trying to get me killed.
Yeah.
That's where we left off.
Right.
Are you trying to get me killed? If it makes you feel any better, I vote in New York. My vote doesn't matter there. It doesn't matter here either. Guys, everybody vote for whoever you want to vote. I don't care who you voted for. I'm just happy we're all here together.
So you voted for Biden.
Okay. I don't know. Why does it matter? Yeah, so what? Why does it matter?
I can just talk about your jokes. You voted for Biden.
Why are we talking about politics?
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to that you voted for Trump.
Yeah, motherfucker. Oh, God, I want in on this. This is making me insane. I want next. Me
tag
next.
Me.
Me next.
Tag me. Tag me.
Oh, I want this. I want this. I want this.
I can tell by the way your jokes that you voted for Biden.
Oh, my God. Don't breathe on me, you fucking spreader.
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to that you voted for Trump. All right, make some noise if you want her to shut up.
That's the
move. I did ask if anybody had any questions. I didn't think it was
going to
be. That's on me. That was on me for thinking I could have a human interaction with somebody. That's my fault. No, look, I'm such an insecure person. Here, I'll tell you the rest of that bit, and then we'll move on. I'm so insecure. I went and got an IUD.
That was a full can of beer that just missed her head.
Jeez.
And slammed against the back wall. Apparently, the woman's
such an insecure person. Here, I'll tell you the rest of that bit, and then we'll move on. I'm so insecure. I went and got an IUD.
Oh my god!
Dude, bounces off the wall, hits her in the back, splashes. But apparently, this Trumpist asshole's boyfriend was the one stepping up.
where I assume in the next second or so, people in charge of this show, the security, swoop in and drag these motherfuckers out of the theater. That's what I would imagine.
She picks up the can off the ground. And chug the beer. Well, they're being dragged out.
What's your question?
While she's doing it.
Right, right. But she's drinking the beer that they threw. Oh, my
so
God.
The comedians are saying that was badass.
Yeah, that is badass. And good for her because she did something that's my strategy. I love that strategy. She's like, this heckler, can I get the room to hate them? And she's like, do you want this guy to shut the fuck up?
Right.
They're like, yeah!
A comic that was there, Gianmarco Ceresi, said an audience member threw a full beer at Ariel Elias's head mid-set. It was not fun in any way, shape, or form, but she closed it out like a fucking champ. And that's the only kind of actual brave I've ever seen a comedian be.
Yeah.
Kimmel. Was it Kimmel that shared it?
That's awesome.
She
owned them, and what they were trying to do was own the lip by saying, oh, look at this fucking Biden fan, and these asshole fuckheads thought the crowd would go against her.
Right, and who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you?
I'll tell you who you are. You're a narcissist interrupting this person at a comedy show, and you all paid to be in there. You want to take over everyone's experience with your Trump bullshit. Typical.
Patton Oswalt said, this is rock-ribbed poise. I hope your heckler is hungover and hating life right now. Ariel wasn't even doing political material. The drunk heckler was craving what every maggot craves, grievance and revenge. Yeah. And they'll alter the reality before their eyes to get it. You sound like you voted for Biden.
God.
That's what Patton Oswalt wrote.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and generally, I think when most people do shit like that, the rest of the room's like, fuck these people. What are they doing? You know what I mean?
I mean, a full fucking can of beer.
It's fucking insane. What else does that person do? You know, that's obviously a violent person.
I hope he was arrested.
Oh,
I mean,
of course.
That could have killed her. It was a full can of beer.
Can you sue a person for throwing beer at you?
Sure.
Hell yeah. I mean, fucking sue that guy.
It's an assault.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nice that the comedy club got the guy out of there. A lot of places would have been like, what's their tab? Are they drinking? Are they spending a lot of money? Just let him stay.
So I guess she's got a gig on Kimmel now.
Oh, wow.
Because of that, I guess he's going to have her on.
Hell yeah.
So there you go. Take one for the team.
Right.
Crazy, but they're talking about this bullshit with Dave Chappelle and how it, you know,
It emboldens assholes.
Or Dave Chappelle.
Will Smith.
Will Smith and
Chris Rock.
And Chris Rock, yeah. That somehow it was emboldening people.
It was
to be more violent towards
right
comedians.
These fucking assholes. You know, it's so funny. These Trumpsters and stuff, they love to make fun of liberals. They love to say you're snowflakes.
Yeah, who's whipping the...
You're throwing a beer because of words. Someone's not even saying. You are inferring from what this person said that she didn't vote for Trump.
And hadn't done any political stuff.
Right. Right. You voted for Biden, didn't you? You know what that probably means to those fuckheads? You're Jewish. That's what they mean.
Oh, she probably did Jewish stuff talking about being Jewish.
Right.
And so then they're like, oh, obviously.
This is the stupidest motherfuckers. It's crazy. How much was that beer, that little comedy club? I bet it was like $8. $8 or $9.
In Jersey somewhere? Yeah.
Stupid fuckheads.
Probably.
Man.
I don't know where. I don't know about that area. If it's like a tourist area with money, are these rich maggots? Are these. Were these assholes? I don't know. But there you go.
That's the maggots, crazy. I mean,
the maggots making it about them.
Right. I've seen one beer bottle get thrown at somebody. It didn't make it all the way to the stage. It was actually the saddest. It was like somebody threw this beer bottle and she's got such a bad throw. Just like,
motherfucker.
You know what I mean? What's wrong?
God damn it. My book was running the whole time on my phone.
I thought I heard.
So now I have to go back and figure out where the fuck I left
off. I should have said something. I thought that I heard that, and I thought it was my fucking computer making noises. I'm like, I cannot figure out.
I just heard my headphones going.
Oh, that's you. I thought it was me.
And I turned. Oh, motherfuck. Where are we here? An hour and a half at least. I've got to go backwards and find out where I left off in my book.
Gee.
White people problems.
Well, in the olden days, you would just get a bookmark. You know what I mean?
it's true.
Would you use a bookmark or would you fold down the page? I fold down the
bookmark.
Page.
I don't. Yeah. I would. I was a friend of books.
See, I used to get these books and I would highlight sections I liked and would go back and read them sometimes.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
We will highlight some of our cross-shaped incursions.
Yeah. In our assholes.
Or anywhere.
Yeah.
Where's that clip? CrabDiving.com/Amazon, by the way.
That's right.
If you want to. Through our link.
It's Prime Days coming up. Buy whatever you need through our portal. We get rich.
One of the best responses to an announcement was six words on Twitter announcing that she was leaving the Democratic Party. The best response on Twitter was five words. Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat?
I didn't know she was still in politics.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Wait.
Was a Democrat?
She's not in government anymore, right?
No.
What? How irrelevant.
No, she's on Fox News.
Who gives a fuck? Oh, Tulsi Gabbard left the Democratic Party. Go fuck yourself. Who gives a shit?
A shocker.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long fucking time. I haven't heard any. Nobody said shit about Tulsi Gabbard.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that it is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness.
Oh, yes.
Who divide us
right.
By racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism.
Stop stoking. Stop racializing. Jeez. All the complaints.
Fuck her.
Fuck you, Tulsi. God, what was her deal with Russia? It was questionable, right? It was sus. Dealings with the Kremlin?
Yeah, she was, yeah, I guess.
Tulsi Gabbard's leaving the Democratic Party. Who gives a fuck? Go away. No one liked you. Are you sad?
Oh my God, when was this?
There's kids. Ready for this? My friend, his wife, is a school teacher. And she works at a school that had to install a litter box in the girl.
This is a lot. This is Jesus. Rogan. This is Joe fucking Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Who is lying to Rogan? And you know, he smokes pounds of that crazy California insane top shelf weed. He's out of his mind.
Well, wait, is he saying, but this litter box story has been over and over debunked. So many times.
No, Rogan's got a friend, Ryan.
Does he?
And he's talking to Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh.
That's how it popped up.
God.
There's kids. Ready for this? My friend, his wife, is a school teacher. And she works at a school that had to install a litter box in the girls' room. Because there is a girl who's a furry.
Oh,
who identifies
goodness.
As an animal. And her mother badgered the school until
he's
they
bullshit.
Agreed to put a litter box in one of the stalls.
Yeah.
So this girl goes into the...
It's utterly not true.
Badgered like an animal?
Utterly not true.
Right. This is... How? What would that look like? Does anyone have any pictures of a litter box installed in a public restroom
right,
at a school?
Right.
What is that?
Show us one, you cunts. Show us one.
I guess the way it would work is they would be set up like shower stalls.
It's always somebody's friend.
Yeah.
Somebody's friend. I knew somebody who said their wife works at a school. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Are they like little boxes that you go inside?
They don't exist.
Right.
I had to set up litter boxes.
I mean, Joe Rogan, you must have some How do you imagine these litter box work, and what do they look like? I mean, he must have a theory. He's thought about it. What kind of litter, too? I mean, I guess it depends on the school district and how much funding you have. Scoopable would be nice.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that Trump spelled chow wrong when he said Elaine Chow. He did C-H-O-W.
She showed up today on the hearings in cameo.
Wow.
Talking about how she resigned January 6th or some bullshit.
Oh my God, Trump is apparently losing his mind on Truth Social. There have been a multitude of retruths within the last like hour.
Damn.
Of all kinds of
hell yeah.
All kinds of shit.
Ooh, I can't wait. What's he what's his thing today? What's bothering him, do you think?
The fact that he's probably gonna get his fucking ass indicted.
That, but what about the subpoena? Does that bother him, or did he not notice?
I don't think he has any intention of going in there.
Right, right.
Why didn't Crazy Nancy Pelosi call out the troops before January 6th, which I strongly recommended that she do? It was her responsibility, but she didn't like the look. Crazy Nancy failed the American people. Oh, he's no. So sad.
No, what happened was is the Secret Service suppressed all that information. And those people showed up and killed those cops.
But of course, he never watches the committee hearings.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He never watches. And he's ranting responses. I'm not watching.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, the Unselect Committee knowingly failed to examine the massive voter fraud which took place during the 2020 presidential election, the reason for what took place on January 6th.
They did examine it, though. They asked lots of people.
It didn't exist, right.
Yeah, they asked lots of people, did Donald Trump win the election? And the people that actually worked for Trump, they all said he didn't.
Why didn't the Unselect Committee ask me to testify months ago? Why did they wait until the very end, the very final moments of their last meeting? Because the committee is a total bust that has only served to further divide our country, which, by the way, is doing very badly. Laughing stock all over the world? Question mark.
Right. You got Bill Barr to put out that bullshit summary about the Mueller report, but you couldn't sell him on this election fraud. He said it was bullshit, right? And you couldn't sell like Pat Cipollone and all your fucking White House counsel. None of them liked that shit either. Neither did Bill Stepien. You couldn't sell it to anyone. Right.
Well, the Overstock.com guy was aboard, right. And Rudy.
Well, Rudy was the problem, though, right?
Yeah. Then Trump shared, I'm sure this is a renowned journalistic standard website,
yes.
RealClearInvestigations.com.
Oh, God.
He shared a story unpacking the apparent Trump-Hillary double standard. For her, the FBI helped obstruct its own investigation.
Listen, motherfuckers. That you can't even begin to say that. We all know where the double standard is with Hillary.
He shared a story from WBEZ in Chicago.
Yes.
Why this Hoffman Estates warehouse stores Barack Obama's presidential papers.
Okay. There's a warehouse in...
What's that building? Why, that's all it says. But he didn't even... The story says why.
Yeah.
Because they're digitizing everything.
Right. It makes sense.
Right. And none of it was classified. None of it was stuff that he shouldn't have had.
I think he feels like Mar-a-Lago is very secure. It's his winter White House. And he's like, you're complaining about things being stored in this in Mar-a-Lago. What the fuck is that building then? I think that's what he must mean, right?
Something from the New York Post he shared. There's no sainthood for Obama, National Archives in Trump FBI raid uproar.
Do you think Obama saw that headline?
On the Post? No. Well, New York
he's
Post.
He's like, Michelle, it's like, do not read the Post.
The next one, also the New York Post. FBI Trump raid exposes Washington's secrecy shams. Next one, Real Clear Politics. Crisis at the National Archives.
Well, there was. There was. I'm a little confused with what the National Archives has been up to.
Then he shared townhall.com, which is, I forget that dude's name, but it's, yeah. It's bullshit. It's a right-wing shit site.
Lee.
Barack Obama has missing records. When will the FBI ransack his house?
What records? Barack Obama is missing a Styx record and something by Kansas.
Something about Cheney?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a story from NBC News a long time ago that said, court says Cheney can decide what records to save.
Hmm.
A federal judge ruled Monday that Vice President Dick Cheney has broad discretion in determining what records created during his 8-year tenure must be preserved. Well, right, of the discretionary stuff, but official papers and stuff, that there was a law passed. That's the Presidential right. Records Act.
So say Dick Cheney writes down a note on a pad, that's a record, correct?
Right.
So if he writes down, today I'm going to out Valerie Plame, that would be a record.
Right.
Or I'm going to tell Scooter Libby to do that.
Document shredding truck spotted on the way to Cheney's house. A story from the HuffPo from a bunch of years ago.
Hey, listen.
These are all shared by Trump within the last couple hours.
You are not working in reality. The thing is, Dick Cheney probably has a lot of shit hidden that we don't know about. He's like an evil motherfucker who thinks about shit.
Oh, see, he's...
Who knows?
This is all whataboutism. The next one. What will become of Dick Cheney's vice presidential records? Next one. NARA cannot assure complete transfer of Bush records. Next one. White House destroyed hard drives that may have contained missing emails.
Oh, fuck off. This is insane. Who's sending him this shit? Does he find this shit on his own, or is like Jason Miller sending this shit to him?
Newsweek, George W. Bush White House lost 22 million emails. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, that's not good.
We remember that, and that's why the Presidential Act was updated.
How does that help your point, you fuck? How does that help his point?
Then he went meme sharing about...
Oh.
Well, it's all about inflation.
Inflation memes, is that what he's into?
Then, yeah, he's sharing 1, 2, 3 crazy, stupid memes.
Yeah.
Then a lie.
Yes.
Then the Daily Wire. Trump was right. World leaders were wrong. Russia just cut off Germany's fuel supply. Who's laughing now? The Daily Wire.
Wait, who do you support?
I said the Daily Wire.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They support Russia.
Oh, that's a Russian?
The Daily Caller, the next one he shared.
9!
So he's been... there's just a myriad. It keeps going. I'm still scrolling. There's another...
Hasn't he learned that he shouldn't be tweeting or truthing, right? Because these can be used against him, right?
Yeah.
He must have an escape plan or something.
Statement by Donald J. Trump.
Oh, hell
oh
yeah.
This is, he's upset about, you know, this, I think he's going to have to give, is he going to have to give a deposition in the sexual assault?
Oh, for
lawsuit?
E. Jean Carroll?
Yeah.
Because it's a civil suit, right? That she's doing.
Yeah, defamation.
God.
A federal judge rejected Trump's attempt to pause his deposition in the defamation lawsuit scheduled for later this month, saying Trump's efforts to delay the case are, quote, inexcusable.
What is Trump going to say? Is Trump going to say that, I mean, he followed her into the dressing room?
Right, but this is more about the defamation of her after she went public. That's not being disputed. They're not. This isn't about the sexual assault.
But
this is about him defaming her.
But the case could prove that.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's what's being litigated.
Right.
The Federal judge rejected Trump's attempt to pause it. Trump is scheduled to be deposed October 19th. In the defamation lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, former magazine columnist who accused Trump of raping her in a department store in the mid-90s, Trump denied the allegations. The judge said the lawsuit wasn't over yet, and as they wait for a federal appeals court to rule on a key element of the case. Completing those depositions, which have already been delayed for years, would impose no undue burden on Mr. Trump.
Right.
Let alone irreparable injury. You know, Trump always claims irreparable. Everything is irreparable injury.
What does that even mean? That means like somebody says something about you that ruins your credibility forever.
Yes, or hurts like, your fifis so bad.
Right. And what would that
leaves a fifi scar?
He's like the poster child for there. That doesn't exist for him. I mean, he does a bunch of horrible shit, and these mouth breathers just love him. They don't give a fuck.
Defendant should not be permitted to run the clock out on plaintiff's attempt to gain a remedy.
Right.
Trump just keeps doing what Trump does.
That's his whole fucking thing, man. He hires shitty lawyers that can barely spell or punctuate, that can't fill out forms. They just kick the can down the road.
So he may actually be deposed. That'll be an interesting one.
Will that be on video? I mean, will we be able to see that?
I would assume, yes, it will be on video. Whether we're able to see it or not would be the question.
Fuck?
It might be sealed.
I deserve that. I want to see that.
I really
want to
see that.
That's me. I want that.
None of his lawyers ever want him to do depositions because he lies.
Well, yeah.
He lies. There's that story that even when they would go in and talk to him, his lawyers would always go in twos because he even lied to them.
Right. In twos so they could.
So they had a witness of him lying to them.
To protect them.
Yes.
Why would anybody work for this guy?
From their own client.
Then why would anybody work for him? If you can't even talk to this guy without him saying something that is causing he's not even out. He's not even, think about this. We all have friends that we know at some point they get wasted. They're going to get arrested. Or you got to get away from them at some point, right? This Trump doesn't even go out. He just starts committing felonies with his mouth. And not the fun kind. Like, you know what I mean? He just starts saying shit. It's like, I'm in a felony. Holy shit.
Join us tomorrow at the usual time.
Yes.
We've got, I'm just scanning the trends to make sure I'm not missing anything right now.
All right, right.
Very important. Very important stuff going on. What's going on in the world? This is a story I pulled. Which one should I do here? How about the good news, I guess? I guess this is good news.
Okay.
That according to we think that the face of the current rising fascism,
yes,
seems to be like these incels and your
right.
Nick Fuentes and shit like that, these Nazi fucks with their tiki torches. Jews will not replace us. All these college age motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But, they're actually showing that it's skewed in the other direction. That America, the headline is America's most effective fascism enforcers are bored boomers, not youthful brawlers.
So it's like some boomer that doesn't have shit to
do. It's all old people that want this fascism. And,
right.
And a small number of your Nick Fuentes incels and stuff. But the overwhelming number of middle-aged and younger people don't want any part of this bullshit.
I mean, right. I mean, I'm sure everybody that listens to a lot of people that listen to InfoWars are older white dudes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, same with Rick Wiles, probably.
It says that it's a quieter, more pernicious threat to democracy. Older, retiree-aged Trump fanatics.
Right. Yeah, and they're the worst too. I mean, well, that's the that's the person that threw the beer. A dumb fucking boomer threw that beer at that comedian on stage because
right. That
guy's like, "Well, she's Jewish. She likes Biden. I'm going to throw my beer at her."
A veritable army of Fox News drunk grandparents.
Oh God.
Ready to interfere every step of the way with systems that turn out, collect, and count votes.
You know what, man? If you really want to understand the South, you go back in time to when that gun mishap happened with Alec Baldwin and that person got shot. I went out to some bar. I heard so many conversations about fuck Alec Baldwin. He's a pussy. He should have checked hung. That.
He should be hanged. It's first degree murder.
My point is everybody's so stupid. Is so dumb.
But their point is that we got that even though, you know, we have this image of all these young brown shirts and everything beating everybody up, what we really got to watch out for are these old Nana and Boompas that are signing up to be election judges.
Oh, yes.
And that are showing up in herds.
Thugs.
like at the villages here. Yeah.
Right. They're thugs, man. It's right. Straight up thuggery. They're bullies.
Last month, the Washington Post reported election officials in various swing states complaining about an unprecedented wave of public records requests that may be intended to hinder their work.
Oh.
And weaken the already strained system.
So they just
the requests often use the exact same wording. So these morons have copy pasta.
Oh God!
And they have Rudy Xerox the stuff and sent it to him like he did with the false
The forms
for the false electors.
Right.
We've made it convenient for you guys. You can use this template.
Fucking drunk Rudy is running around with file folders. Right, and he had all those plans and shit from some.
At least one surge of nuisance records requests have been traced back to
Trump. Oh no,
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell,
fuck,
who explained on his podcast how his listeners could overwhelm election officials with these requests.
Isn't that illegal? Isn't it illegal to knowingly make?
He says he's not trying to disrupt elections offices by overwhelming them with pointless busy work, but
that's what's going on.
What's happening is saying otherwise.
What happens when you do an info request? Somebody has to send you a file or some shit?
Yeah, it depends on. Yeah. Mail-in ballots are being sent out. Early voting has started. Election offices are gearing up for the final crunch time.
Yeah.
There's every reason to worry that this campaign of bullshit will only ramp up.
Yeah, it'll get worse.
It says here, imagine thousands of Ginny Thomases drunk on conspiracy theories, blessed with nothing but free time to act on them. So it's all these old people that don't have jobs. And they're just sucking in Fox News and OAN and Trump bullshit all day.
Right. And they're like, you know, God, is there something we can do? Is there something we can do? Can we not let the dumb fucks outsmart us? I mean, if they're just making stupid requests for information.
The perennial organizing problem for fascists and other flavors of authoritarianism is that they are unusually unpopular. They're usually unpopular, rarely getting more than 25-30% of public support. Even the recent election of the pro-fascist Giorgia Meloni in Italy was only accomplished with 26% of the vote. They win in part because the opposition is divided and distracted. But political success for authoritarians also means putting in the work hours necessary to overwhelm the will of the majority.
Right.
Hitler's brown shirts were young, but they also had a lot of free time because there was high levels of unemployment.
Right. Yeah, nobody had a job.
But here we have low unemployment.
Yeah.
And everybody, it says, is too busy to give a lot of time to political organizing, except for retirees.
So they have time. They're like, I've budgeted my time, and I can be a Nazi every day from 4 to 6 p.m.
So here at Raw Story, they say retired right-wingers could be the secret ingredient to making Trumpism succeed.
Yeah.
Despite its unpopularity.
God damn it, you fucking boomers. Leave it. Just stay home. God, there's so much I don't understand it. There's so much to watch on TV. There's so much shit you could stream. God, there's how many Star Wars shows are there?
Oh, lots.
Lots.
I got to catch up on Andor. And
oh my God, Andor's great. Lord of the Rings is great. You're being a fucking racist.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Time to go to buy shit on Amazon. Use that, and we get more commission. It really helps us out here. It doesn't cost you fuck.
That's right.
Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking evening or whatever, everybody. We'll hit you up mañana.
Go fuck yourself, Tulsi Gabbard.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.